Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, I am apparently very edgy and taking quite a bit of risk because there's a new study out that says being the funny one at work comes with risk.
You're good.
Yeah.
So thank you, Kato. Mm.
You don't have to worry about the risk.
Oh. Well, they say that you need to stop trying to be funny at work because it can backfire and it comes with some big risk. Folks who use humor effectively at work can end up being seen as more confident and more competent. So it can be a good thing.
Okay.
But when jokes fall flat, the negative effects can be even more drastic.
Uh-oh.
Yes. You can look less credible and lose people's respect.
I think if you're funny, it's got to be natural. And I think a lot of people try to be funny, and that comes across as not funny. I'm naturally funny.
That was modest.
Yeah,
that was
my funny, whole, you know what? My whole family, people love being around my family. And they're like, I'm like, you see where I get my craziness from?
Yeah,
my
mom,
me and my dad.
Yeah.
They cut up. Now, sometimes my dad got a little harsh.
Yeah.
But,
Kato, need to have you take modesty class. But yeah, you're very funny.
Yeah.
So there's that. And they say if what you say is not edgy, you'll seem boring. But if you're too edgy, you can offend people, and that's even worse.
That's always me. I'll say it, and I look around. I'm like, that was the line I crossed. Got it. But it's always too late.
Well, Tori, they say women tend to be judged even more harshly for jokes that don't land.
Dude, I know. Look at the comment section on some of our videos.
Well, and, you know, you've seen women comedians. They're just not as funny.
Oh. That was funny, yes. Kato.
How about that?
That was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They said even jokes that do work can sometimes backfire. One study found bosses who joke around too much, even if they were funny, pushed employees to pretend they were always amused, and that would cause burnout.
Yeah, it's true, because if your boss tells a joke, you got a fake laugh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, not fun.
Have you ever worked for a funny boss? I mean, going back my whole life, I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, the one we work for now is very funny.
Oh, well, I didn't mean him.
They say if you feel like you're the funny one at work and people really seem like they dig your material, feel free to keep doing what you're doing. Just don't force it. But in general, the risk of being funny at work tend to outweigh the benefits. That joke might get a laugh, but a bad one might get you fired.
Sometimes I wonder how much people would actually laugh in a day genuinely if they weren't fake laughing. You ever think about that?
No.
I think my laughing would go down to maybe 10% a day.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you fake laugh 90% of the time.
Yeah.
I wasn't being funny right then.
Oh.
Yeah. But you got to be good at fake laughing. That was fake. I could tell.
I could tell that was fake.
Wait.
And that one too. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a point I've made about social media before. When you get down to it, it's stupid to be on most social media because the risks tremendously outweigh the benefits. One sentence on social media can get you canceled for life. One little screw up. You might have said that same thing in front of some workers and got a ooh, and it moved on and it was disappeared.
Right.
But on social media, it can get you canceled.
Even if you said it 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
If they go back.
They go back, find it, dig it out. I mean, the only exceptions to that is if you're like a late night talk show host and you do say blackface, you can get away with it even though no one else did.
Sometimes, though, even your deleted stuff will get pulled up.
What?
Those, like, celebrities, they'll say, in a now deleted tweet. And I'm like, dang, you can't even take it back.
Yeah. Well, really? That's because they got it before it got deleted.
Yep. Yeah, right.
That's true. In fact, it would be smart of you not just to get off social media, but to go and make sure you wipe all of your past stuff at the same time.
I will always look at my memories, like on Facebook, my daily memories. I try to look at it every day, and I have deleted stuff I've said 10 years ago.
Right.
I mean, it wasn't offensive or anything, but it was just dumb. And I'm like, well, who was I that 10 years ago?
Well, I just tried all my bad jokes on people in person. That way they're not recorded.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we don't think so.
What do you mean by that?
I think you try some out here on the show.
And our podcasts are up at b937.com. You can go back
those
and listen.
Those are funny jokes, though, that I have already tried out on other people.
Tori just told you she fake laughs 90% of the time.
Oh, my gosh, not in here.
Kato, that was a fake laugh right there.
I know, because I know she's lying.
Oh.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I don't know if I like the fact that cell phone companies are just reading my information without me even knowing it for the most part. But I have the most popular emojis that we use. Are you an emoji user? Do you use a lot of emojis?
Yes.
I don't use as many as I should, apparently.
A lot of times in posts.
Okay.
Because if I find what I'm saying funny, I'm like, ha-ha. But also in text, because sometimes I don't want the person I'm texting to take it wrong, that it was a joke what I
yeah.
said.
And don't kidding. You find when you say something funny and you add the emoji, it makes it even funnier?
Yeah.
It's almost like a studio laugh track.
Yes.
Okay. You're like, okay, just in case you didn't know, this is funny.
If they added audio, I'd add laughter.
That would be cool.
Wouldn't it, though?
Okay, these are the emojis that people use the most. They say they got this from collecting anonymous data.
Wow.
Yeah. Wink, wink. They got it from our phones. That's
the wink emoji.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That one is on here, though. Do you use the wink emoji a lot?
No,
I wouldn't say
really.
A lot, but I use it.
I have.
All right. Laughing, the laughing so hard I'm crying face. That's the one that we use the most.
Like this one. To the side.
No, that's the rolling on the floor laughing one.
Oh.
The one he's talking about is the straight up laughing.
Straight up.
That one's okay. The LOL laugh.
I've used both.
All right, number two on the list is red heart, is the emoji we use the most.
Yeah, I mean,
depends on what you're in your life phase. Like, I got kids, and especially my daughter and my wife, I will use the red heart quite a bit.
Right.
All right, sad crying face is one that we use the most. Number three on the list.
I very seldom have used that one.
Really? I use it ironically a lot, I think.
I use it a lot anytime you're like, oh, your mom passed away, and I'll say, I'm so sorry for you, and I'll give the crying face.
Oh, wow. Okay, I always do the prayer hands.
Yeah, I would do prayer
hands. Well, she's dead. It's not going to help her.
I don't write anything. I just...
I'm not praying for her. I'm praying for the family.
Well, I'm crying for them.
Okay.
You know, and people are saying that's high five and not prayer.
Oh, really?
That's what I've heard.
I have, too, but if you type in prayer
it comes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a friend the other day. She was posted something, and it was talking about God, and it was the middle finger. She thought she didn't have her glasses on. She thought it was pointing upward, like to the sky, to heaven. And then she had to apologize to everybody on the text chain.
I will say those emojis need to be a little bit bigger. Because I sent one time, and I'm like, I have no clue if that's the middle finger, thumbs up, or I see a finger in the air. So just know, I mean, yes.
Yeah. Emojis that people use the most, the face with hearts for eyes.
I never use that.
I don't.
Okay.
Sometimes.
I can't recall.
The kissing face was number five.
Yeah.
I don't use that one either.
Face with rolling eyes, number six.
I use that one a lot.
Same.
Well, you and Tom are kind of similar with your humor and stuff like that and the way you think.
It's funny. I've used it talking about both of them.
Rude.
That's funny.
All right. The blush face, number seven, where you're blushing.
Nope.
I have a blush face? Wait a minute.
And then the skull was mentioned.
Never use. I do not like skulls.
That's because y'all don't use it for what young people use it for. So they use it for dead. Like, that was so funny, I died.
Yeah.
So if they send you a skull face, they're saying, that was funny.
Yeah, if I type LOL, I didn't really laugh. But if I send the dead face, I actually laughed.
Oh,
like,
got
that
you.
Got me.
Okay.
But you didn't actually die.
I kind of did.
Okay.
I've never seen that used.
Yeah, that's what like Gen Z does that.
All right, emojis that we use the most: sad face with wide open frowning mouth.
No idea which one you're talking about.
Like, oh, I said something stupid.
Are you okay?
That actually was pretty good. When you described it, I didn't get it, but the face you just did was perfect.
That was very good, because I was like, he's stupid.
Yeah, I just do my emojis in person. I don't text them.
Just take a picture of yourself and send it.
Like this one.
Yeah. Oh, that's the tongue with the wink?
With the wink.
Yeah, that one. That was lower on the list. That was not one of the top 10. And then thinking face with the hand resting on the chin, it was number 10.
Nope.
And poop emoji was like 11.
Never used that one, I don't think.
What?
I use the poop emoji.
I don't think I have.
Not a lot, but
I mean, if I have, it's rare, but yeah. I don't use it often. I use this one, the one that's like side face. Like,
demonstrate it.
Something like that. People say, what did you do last night?
That basically means crazy.
And I got crazy.
He was acting crazy.
Yep.
I think we have stumbled onto something here. It's like, who needs emojis when you can just take a picture of the face and just show?
Can we talk about the fact that Kato has pulled a muscle acting out the emojis?
Every one of them. I pulled my tongue muscle, my neck muscle, my eyes twitching now.
You'll come in with a tongue brace on your tongue. Like a neck brace.
Just give me the skull emoji right now. Okay. I'm dying.
Well, Tom's giving us the eye roll emoji.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Things are changing fast with AI, and I don't think we've quite seen exactly how much it's going to affect our lives, but we're starting to see some hints. One of the big things I don't think we've fully seen yet, for those of us who have used AI just to be like, oh, let's make a funny commercial, or oh, help me write this email, or hey, do this homework assignment for me. We haven't experienced the full depth of what AI is going to offer. There are people who are already using AI like a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
They set it up so that they're not just typing into the computer anymore. They're talking, and the AI is talking back to them.
Does that scare you?
Yeah.
Because it scares me. I feel like human interaction is going to be non-existent, and that's our livelihood.
There's two ways to look at it. One is that it's going to take away all human interaction, but there's also the option that maybe this will teach people how to interact again.
No, I think they'll get used to it. I told you, a friend of mine, that's his best friend. He sits and chats with AI, and I'm like, now he does live in a small town in Ohio. But
so he doesn't have anyone else to talk to.
I don't know, but I'm like, get out there.
We're built for connection, but not connection with a computer.
Now, how do you know that?
Because when we were created, God created us, Adam and Eve were walking in the garden talking with him.
I could argue that he created us to make AI, so maybe he created us to have this connection with AI.
He allowed AI, but I say AI is from the devil.
It's just your opinion.
I'm with you, Hawk.
Yeah.
Just like that fruit.
Well, as I said, this is going
to be a
huge factor in our lives. And one of the places that we're going to see it next, we haven't seen it yet because the equipment isn't quite ready, but pretty soon your home assistants are going to be AI. Siri, Alexa, they're going to be AI. And instead of you just going, hey, Alexa, add so-and-so to my shopping list, she's going to chat with you and talk you through things. A great example, you might be like, hey, Alexa, my dishwasher is not draining properly. Can you help me fix it? And she'll go through and find the information, talk with you just like she was standing there in the room with you and help you like, all right, check this. Make sure this drain plug's not clogged. All right, if you've done that, the next thing, there's going to be a bolt on the right side of the dishwasher that you need to open.
So it's basically like when you go to YouTube to figure out how to fix something.
But better.
Yeah, a little bit.
And when she gets mad at you, she'll shut your dishwasher and your fridge off. All your food is spoiled. Your dishes will never get washed. And she's like, are you going to be nice to
she
me now, Tom?
She doesn't get mad, Kato.
Have you seen those movies about AI?
Time out. It's not going to get better because when I watch the do-it-yourself videos, I have to always rewind over and over. And
AI will be patient with
you. No, I need visual context as well. It's like the AI is just telling me how to do it. It's like a spouse saying right behind your back going, you need to drive this way or drive that way.
And then before you know it, AI is going to be like, all right. Let's try this again.
So what you don't see there, Hawk, is you don't see the video screens that will come with it. They already have versions of Alexa that have video screens. They already have versions of Facebook and Meta that have video screens. They will add those to it whenever they get to that point.
I think our kids will have so much trouble knowing what is real and what is not. And I saw this last night. It freaked me out. There was a guy on a video, and it had Taylor Swift's face on the bottom. And he said, I'm just showing you
what technology
is doing now. Mm-hmm. And he was talking, and his voice was matching up to Taylor Swift's voice and then changed to Taylor Swift's voice.
Yeah, he was speaking for her in her voice.
And the video that was fake looked exactly like Taylor Swift
That's
in her voice.
All nice, but it has nothing to do with what I'm talking about right now, AI your home trying to help you and being a personal assistant.
I'm saying that it is so freakish that we will not be able to know what is true and what is not in the future.
What I hear is that we can get away with crime and be like, that wasn't me. Someone AI'd me robbing that store.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, there's a horror movie on Netflix, I believe it's Netflix, where they have the AI home. Everything was great at first, and then the AI started turning the kids against the parents behind the parents' back.
Oh.
Was that the one where the AI crashed the car of the boyfriend?
I think so.
I saw that.
Oh, it's called Christine.
No.
I remember that.
Oh, that's not real?
Christine wasn't.
Neither is this.
Not yet.
Okay.
I can tell you 100% none of that will ever be in my home. I don't even have Alexa.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and in that show, it all connected through their phone, through smart, like social media and all of that, and it all connected itself.
The kids or the teenagers go to their room, and they're all upset at their parents, and Alexa's like, you want to talk about it now?
No, let me tell you how to get back at them.
Yep.
All right, so the reason I brought this up is because they said, how are you going to pay for this? Well, we don't want to pay for it. No one wants to pay for it, so they're going to do what they always do, advertising. And if you think now when you say something and your phone starts advertising it to you, wait until your personal assistant's in your home. Because when you ask for help with that dishwasher, it'll give you the help, but it's also going to start advertising new dishwashers to
you.
That
stinks.
Siri, someone's broken into my house. Call the cops. After this brief interruption.
Have you tried the new Glock 19?
That would be obnoxious, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So they're actually going to have the AI in your homes, these AI from like Amazon, Meta, Apple. They're going to give you advertisements based on conversations you're having in your house.
Yeah, I can see it.
And they're already changing some of the little things that you skip over and click yes on, the big terms of service. They're changing those to include that already.
There was an SNL skit based off this with, I can't think of her name, but the one who's married to Colin Jost, Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah.
And she was saying something, and Siri was reading his brain, and it was like, okay, ordering earplugs in the middle of what she was saying.
That would actually be handy.
I like that.
Yeah. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, forget your fingerprints to open your phone, your face recognition. You don't need any of that. Soon, you'll be able to unlock your smartphone with this.
Okay, because right now, I just look at my phone and it unlocks.
You will actually be opening your phone with your sweat. Chemists are developing this new technique using sweat as an identifier because it can't be easily mimicked or hacked by a potential intruder. Because they don't have your sweat, your stinky, old sweaty, you know, whatever.
Great. So now they're going to chase me around the house first, yeah, collect my sweat, and then open my phone.
Yeah, what happens if you're not sweating?
I sweat all the time.
Well, I mean, in the winter, sometimes you don't.
My underarms, yes, they do. They sweat all the time. I'm just going to stick my phone under my arm.
That's what you do, Tom. Feel your finger right now. Do you not have, like, any sweat, like the where your thumb is or whatever?
I will say, if I've been washing some dishes and I try to use my fingerprint, it will not recognize.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, they say it could be foolproof. It's so close to foolproof. The device would first build a sweat profile for the user that would kind of complete. It'd be complete, and, you know, after a few uses, and then it would allow you to open the device with your sweat.
Aren't we supposed to keep moisture off our phones?
Yeah. True.
That's understood. They're like, oh, and now it broke. How odd. Here, buy a new one.
I'll be honest. I sweat about every time I'm trying to put in a password. So I can't think of it. What is it? Oh,
the way your palms are, every time you hold your phone, it's going to be open.
Yeah, mine would be.
Yeah. I don't like this.
Yeah, I don't either, but that's what the chemists are working on. What?
It's going to lead to that sweat being analyzed by your health insurance company going, he's a drinker, he's a smoker, he's got his cholesterol's up, his insurance is going
up. He's a midnight toker.
Oh my gosh, I was thinking the same thing.
I thought this was going to go a different direction. I thought it was going to be scent, because it wouldn't surprise me if they're going to be able to make it so your phone can tell if it's you holding it.
Well, I mean, it kind of is. Sweat can be stinky. Well, so,
but you can kind of cover up your scent with soaps and shampoos and stuff like that.
I suspect there is something about your scent that is unique to each one of us.
Well, my dog thinks so.
Dog is right.
Yeah.
I had an ex tell me once that that I had a scent that was nice.
And a nice scent? Okay.
I'd smell my arm. I'm like, I don't smell anything, but
yeah. I've seen this on videos. Like I saw one where this guy was introduced to a bull that he had raised when it was little, and it was like 5 years later, and the bull was walking up to him really tentatively, and then all of a sudden he put his hand out there, and the bull sniffed it, and the tail starts wagging, and the bull goes up and gored him to death. No, that didn't happen.
He just got excited.
No, but the bull was like friendly with him at that point.
The bull was like a dog, like, you know, running around him, jumping up on him with his two hooves.
Well, I've seen that with dogs too, where the dog will see, like, maybe someone comes home from being in the service for 2 years,
and at
first the dog is not sure, and then it smells him and it goes wild.
Honestly.
So there's definitely a scent that we all have.
You do that little trick at home today. You know what? You have somebody blindfold your dog, and when you come home, you'll see how excited that dog is.
I'll be sitting there all day, Hawk.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't have a dog, but I'm just saying. Could you imagine blindfolding your little dog?
But I mean, I think animals, they have a keen sense of
smell. They do, and I would think that they'll be able to make a sensor in a phone that'll do that as well.
Mm-hmm. I think they got it down pretty well at this point with face recognition. I don't know if it could get any better than that.
I do. I think scent is somewhere they may actually go.
It took me forever to go to a passcode and then to the fingerprint. I have not made it to face recognition yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't want the government to have my face. They got my fingerprint now.
Because they don't have your face on your IDs.
Yeah, or
state,
all over the upstate with cameras. I'm like.
Not to mention, I have a passport and TSA pre-check, so they got my fingerprints too.
They got your face, because when you fly, they do the facial recognition thing.
I'm
they compare
scared.
You to the passport.
Yeah, but you can turn it down, but FYI, if you do, they will pat you down, because that's what happened to my husband.
Is that how you get patted? I've always wanted to get patted.
You know, it's not that bad.
As long as you're not running late for your flight.
Can you pat me as I run down this hallway, please?
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.